More breaking news. We buried the lead. So Arthur Smith on the last day of Steelers training camp was on McAfee's show, and he mentioned that, you know, Kabali's going to be okay and he's going to land on his feet. We didn't hear the whole message, the entire clip. Kabali, and he just texted me to confirm this, hired by Pat McAfee. So now
do we bring him on as Steelers insider from the Pat McAfee show?
I believe we do.
So he's really never skipped more than a week's beat with this show. And now he becomes our conduit to McAfee, like a direct line to McAfee's show.
He becomes the first beat man who works primarily for Pat McAfee? He's made history, is what he's done.
If they were ever going to have somebody who is a local beat guy working on a local team beat for their show, it should be the Steelers because they're all Pittsburgh guys.
He's like Neil Armstrong in his profession. You know, like it took somebody had to be
that's
the first,
one small step for man. Boom! There goes the Achilles.
Somebody had to be the first beat writer who said, "I'm going to leave a newspaper and I'm going to go work for an internet-based outlet.
DK?
I'm going to go work for." Well, that's not a bad one. Like,
what about Greg Bedard in Boston?
Yeah,
he's done the same.
But
deal.
I'm saying even way before that, like when the internet first became big, and somebody said, "I'm going to leave," you know, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution
and
to go
work SI.
For
SI.com or
yeah,
something,
exactly.
ESPN.com.
Right, something digital.
Who was the first big ESPN.com sports writer? Simmons just emerged up from the ooze.
I feel like
Chris
Mortensen was one of those guys who left newspapers to just be, well, he was on TV. But anyways, like this is, he's now just going to go work for a former NFL punter from Plum who has one of the biggest followings at all. That's just like, it is so the era and the times that we're living in. This is where media is going, Chris.
Tony, he's also got like ridiculous job security now there, I think.
Right. Like even if McAfee and ESPN were to at some point cease doing business, the McAfee show isn't going away.
He's going to keep doing that show and there will be another big conglomerate that wants to pay him a lot of money
to do that
show. And
even if there's not, he can just like put it back on YouTube and people will just go there and watch it digitally and do huge numbers.
You regret sometimes that you and I didn't try to make YouTube inroads, make our own YouTube channel. It's just your predictions and my food phobias. Good for Mark. I mean, he landed on his feet in like record time. He barely had time to start falling.
He was tweeting yesterday about how hard it was to be unemployed. It was a
you know what?
24-hour ordeal, Mark.
Come on now.
He was also tweeting
out
like...
That's a very melodramatic tweet.
He was also tweeting out hateful messages that he was getting from guys who were calling him Mark Cannoli. Did you see that one, Donnie?
Oh, I saw it.
See, here's the problem. That insult takes the wrong pronunciation of his last name. It is Kabali, not Kaboli.
That was the big issue with it.
Here is,
that's how I look at these things.
Which, by the way, apparently that kid works with Penn State's HR department, so that's probably
nice.
Not great.
Oh, he left the screen name in there?
Everything got left in there. And then, like, Yoey that's kind of the had his research done. Somebody dropped the LinkedIn profile in the
we
replies.
Are not interested in hiring Mark Kabali, evidently.
Well, that's kind of, Mark said this stuff doesn't bother me, but he lamented the negativity. That's kind of like a low-key way to say, this stuff doesn't bother me, but I'll be real, real torn up if this kid gets fired for this.
You really think he could? You think Penn
Absolutely.
State has such lofty standards where
if this kid
calling
is,
a guy Mark Cannoli is going to lead to
the whole DM?
Yeah.
I'd look at the whole DM and not just Mark Cannoli. That was actually one of the nicer things he called him.
Could absolutely get this person
you're
in
right.
big trouble.
No credibility and he went to the integrity well there. No wonder you were fired. Stay off the internet. Oh, keep
that
stuff
guy
in
has
your
locked
face.
That guy has locked his account too already. The pride of Bowlesburg, PA.
Yeah, guy sounds like a total loser. I'm happy for Mark. I really am. And I don't just based on the text I've gotten from Mark, it doesn't sound like this is going to affect his relationship or standing with our station one bit. In fact,
might
I think
enhance it. Craig is going to love him for this.
I believe that he wants to and is allowed to through McAfee to do even more with us now. So what did I tell you when he was let go by The Athletic? That this was going to end up being a blessing
in
disguise?
Can I just say that this had to have been in the works for longer than 24 hours? Can we at least get on his case a little bit here? about...
I asked Mark, I said, was this an easy negotiation? And he said, he pretty much said absolutely.
Okay, but that means it probably still took more than a day, right? To just dot all the I's and cross the T's. They might have been at the goal line, for example, yesterday, Pony, and then they got it over the goal line today.
Yeah.
Do we really... Can we get on his case a little bit for the being unemployed really sucks? Because that feels extremely melodramatic now, given that he probably knew something was about
to
get done.
Do we know if he's allowed to keep his engagement Saturday night at Archie's? He's doing a watch party there.
Why would they not
He's the latest sports media personality in town to go to the watch party. Well, Cabali and Zeiss. That actually sounds like a good time.
He has pretty free reign. As long as they are, it sounds like he's getting carte blanche. As long as their show is top priority, he said he's pretty much free to do.
He's got like an unbelievable situation now. He really does.
So he just has to go on with them. He doesn't have to write anymore.
And because
no more deadlines.
Well, because they're. I don't know. I would imagine he might. Does Pat have any kind of a written arm for his show?
So no, I don't think so. There's no website. It's just all on social media. So the Steelers are going to credential Mark Cabali
to just do video hits with Pat.
But yeah, so how are they going to describe him? Just Cabali from McAfee?
Pat McAfee show? Yeah, I guess. So hold on a second. Is he going to be a daily participant on Pat's show?
That's a good question. I'm going to text him and ask him that. I think it's like, hey, at a drop of a hat, if we want you, you're coming on.
So basically he has to go through all the usual stuff involved with covering a team. You know what I would do if I were him? I'd be writing up stories that I knew weren't going to get published just so I could kind of have the knife sharpened, you know what I mean? Like, I'd just do all the basic parts of the job and act like a beat writer, even though he's more
so
of a beat appearance
guy. So you write, like, a practice column?
Just so that I can be like, as
for your
you,
own personal edification?
Kind of, yeah. What else is he going to do? He might get bored.
I mean, he could start his own website. I get he could do that. He could just write his own columns.
He could write for 93.7thefan.com and parlay himself as a Steelers beat writer for money.